Today's show is brought to you by Tee It Up for the Troops. Divots can be replaced, freedom cannot. Portions of this program may not be suitable for those under the age of 18. Parental guidance is suggested, but not mandatory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I don't care if it sounds crazy and has a brain injury. He is funny as fuck.
We're definitely in support of those that serve.
Rock has two words of advice for you. Simply put, get ready.
There's a lot of nonprofit organizations out there.
I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Business can make dreams come true.
The H-Train Show.
The H-Train Show.
On your butt.
Is to show the veterans and all our men and women in uniform all over the world. There are more programs out there beyond the VA. What are you laughing about? My name is not H-Train, it's Rob. And our that's right, Rob. Thanks for riding with us today. Today's interview of the week is
hey,
the Dalton
DJ.
Go ahead. I mean, who doesn't love Ozzy as an intro? Today's interview of the week is the Dalton Eagle Project, which I'm kind of excited. We heard a little bit about during the pre-show. We're going to have a discussion today. I'm going to save that for what we're going to talk about in just a little while. Yeah. I already found the subject. You guys are going to love it. No, it was something we were already talking about.
Okay.
And today's tribute to the troops is the Honorable Audie Murphy, for those of us that don't know.
Yes, and I was just briefed by intern number two that I spelled Audie Murphy wrong. So.
It's not like the car.
It's not like the car.
Yeah.
Almost. No. Close.
It's okay.
Close.
It's
right. I'm guessing we're going to get phone calls and text messages about that since we have all the military people listening. So, but thanks for letting me read that. I appreciate that. That was kind of – I haven't done that before.
So, of course, we got Rob, we got Smitty, and we got myself in the studio. And, you know, I didn't think I was going to make it today because my –
You didn't think you were going to survive?
Well, no. My flight got in at 10 in the morning. You know how flights are.
I do, especially here in the Denver metro area.
Right. So I didn't know if, you know, something would happen, it'd get canceled or something. And then I get here and, like, all the snow and ice is pretty much all gone.
Yep.
Still cold. And, man, was it cold in New York. No snow, no ice in New York.
Really?
Nice.
That's
probably a first.
Right.
And on that sheet that we put out that we haven't added to, and I really think we should address because it's something we sometimes we skip over, although if you listened to the show last week, you didn't. But we have to remember the man behind the board.
Yes.
DJ.
We have to.
Of
yes.
all people. The man with no voice.
DJ Mike. I mean,
but
Dino
he had so
Mike.
Much to say.
I wish you folks could see him and the facial expressions as the conversations go on.
Priceless.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
I like DJ. I can tell I annoy him sometimes, though.
Huh.
I can tell it.
Just him?
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
What?
Hello to my little friend.
I'm sure Mrs. Joel is sitting at home right now, shaking her head right now at the radio.
No, she don't listen to my show. It's bad enough she has to listen to me during the week.
Yeah, my wife's not listening either. That's the only reason I'm allowed to be here, Joel. I mean...
But well,
I'm single. I ain't got no problems.
You know, tell us. What is that like? Tell us.
How long has it been?
Yeah,
it's probably been a while.
23 years for me.
Oh, that's a nice long time.
Yeah.
A nice long time.
Cumulative time, 24.
Did you get married like your first year in?
Yes, actually, I did.
Yeah?
Yes.
We already got a text, and they said that Rob sounds skinny on the radio.
Ooh.
Man, good news, folks. That is exactly correct. That skinny. Wow, I already know who sent that one. That is exactly correct. Yeah, I have a body built for radio. You're exactly right. Thank you for not looking at the Facebook live.
Hey, hey, hey.
Exactly. Look, it's called a vet bod. All right.
Slightly in shape, but with a lot of arthritis.
Man, this is how we're starting the show. All right. All right.
I like
days
this.
Going.
I like this.
So, Joel,
what else we got?
Tell us about New York.
Ooh, we got another one.
Yeah. Rob, tell them the story about the threesome.
There's so many to choose from. I wouldn't even begin to know where to start.
Giggity.
So there we were, me and these two other guys, and we're getting ready. No, I'm just kidding.
So there's one time, and I'm in Baghdad.
I think when he said threesome, I figured it was like three-way calling. You know?
Exactly. Well, yes, yes. But what's funny, though, is that a certain generation has no idea what you're talking about when you refer to three-way calling.
That's true.
It's our generation that knows what three-way calling is. It has nothing to do with what you're thinking, folks.
I think my generation ended that.
Yes.
I was the last generation that had that, I feel.
Yep.
Definitely remember that.
Three-way calling was a good way to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the sad thing is I dated a girl in high school, and the only reason why I dated her in high school is because she had three-way calling on her phone line. And I just thought it was...
That was a dating point?
Dude, I almost dated a woman to try to get her Taco Bell Star Wars t-shirt, okay? So, you know...
That seems completely reasonable. There's people that are driving their cars right now, and they're like, well, yeah, I would have done that too. It's a Star Wars Taco Bell t-shirt. You don't get a lot of those.
I'm sorry.
Limited edition.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but when you're in high school, there's not a lot of perks to dating, so you got to grab what you can, if you know what I mean.
There is a young lady driving down I-25 right now, looking down at her Taco Bell Star Wars t-shirt going, hey, I'm wearing one of those.
Oh, man. But we have a great show for you today. I'm going to try to kind of hide behind the scenes a little bit so that...
You ain't hiding in this room.
Well, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Louis, we are in a small room.
We're in a small room. Well, you know, I won't tell the joke, but I said a joke before we got on the air today that was told by somebody in New York. And, you know, the intern over here that's overwatching how we're doing everything, I thought he was going to puke the way he was laughing over here. He was laughing big time.
It was a pretty funny joke.
Just wait, man. The show gets better, let me tell you. So it
can't get worse. So.
No, that's true.
I mean, yeah.
Well, it could get worse. I could, take off all my clothes on camera. I'm out. Yeah, exactly.
For those in the internet audience listening on the radio, you don't want that.
No. You don't. You don't. But we have a...
I've seen enough of that stuff in the Army. I'm good.
You do see a lot of naked people in the military, don't you?
Man,
that's
intentionally and unintentionally.
I have one of the greatest, the funniest Halloween stories ever on a deployment. It was just outrageous.
Did you guys ever go to the National Training Center?
Yes. Yeah.
Those latrines?
Yes.
That's the... God. No doors. Eyeball to eyeball with the person across from you. It was horrible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like 1960s or 70s basic training, like latrine style.
Yeah. Like if you've ever seen the movie, what is the movie with the...
Full Metal Jacket?
Full Metal Jacket, just like
staring
that.
Staring right at each other.
Yep,
yeah.
You're just looking across the guy from next to you. Oh, God, that was horrible. And people would want to make conversation. Like, hey,
man,
how I want to get to know you.
Come here often?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how the conversation
Are you dropping your kids off at the pool, too?
Oh, God. It was the worst, man. And as far as I know, NTC is the only place that's got those now. If you know something different, folks, please, by all means, call us or text us.
Oh, I remember, though. I mean, I guess, what was it? Well, all the basic training places still have them, I'm sure. I remember Benning had latrines out at the ranges like that.
Fort Benning, home for wayward boys.
Yes.
What a great place.
Yeah.
What a
home
great
of
place.
Men.
Jumping out of airplanes.
Home of great. Awesomeness.
Yes.
I love that base.
When I PCS from the States, the first thing I thought was, thank God I'm leaving the capabilities of having to go to NTC, and then when I went overseas, I'm like,
oh, it
really?
Gets better.
There's more than one.
Gosh,
it gets better from NTC.
Yeah.
So NTC is California, right?
Yes, National Training Center is.
Yeah, I'd like to
outside
reconnect with my recruiter and kick him straight in the icebox. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Like I didn't have a. I mean, I can't remember what part of this season I went to NTC in, but man, when I went to not JRTC, Louisiana
Joint Readiness Training Center. Yeah, Joint Readiness Training Center. Louisiana. That was one of my favorite. I love that place. So the training area, that place is horrible.
Yeah.
Horrific. The things nightmares are made out of. However, the best Korean food I have ever had in my life in a little teeny trailer right off of Fort Polk.
You serious?
So yeah, are you? So are you guys one of those people that like sushi then?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I do not like sushi.
You're not a sushi guy?
No. My my ex-girlfriend that just got married like 2 days ago, awesome person.
But who's tracking?
She actually married one of my best friends. And like
this is how stalkers
story.
Are made.
Ladies and gentlemen, our conversation for today has been found.
They're still some of my like best friends back home. Like I love those two. I'm really happy for them. Like they just had a kid a little bit ago. Like yeah, awesome stuff for those two. But
how did you get there from there to JRTC?
Yeah, I don't know how that kind of translated. For
you
that,
know, we're terrible about derailing. This yeah. This shouldn't even be called the Ace Train Show. This should be called the Merry-Go Show.
Yeah.
We're constantly, like, derailing and going in other directions and stuff.
You'd love to blame it on that everybody has a head injury,
but
nah.
Fort Polk.
It's just like personality.
I've heard that was, like, the heroin capital of the military.
It could be. I don't do a whole lot of heroin. I wouldn't know, but from what I understand.
Me neither.
I guess it could be.
Unfortunately, I had a childhood friend that was stationed at Polk that got kicked out for such...
Ooh.
Occasions, oof. Unfortunately, but he's good now. He's clean now, awesomely enough. So yeah,
one of my buddies,
crazy place, crazy
one of my
place.
Who's listening
there.
Right now? His name is Anthony, and he was a paratrooper down there at Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Oof.
And he was happy to get out of there. He's
I bet.
Carson.
Now is that the one that you wanted to talk about the shout out? Because you wanted to shout. This is the time to do the shout out when we really don't have any. We don't have a. A schedule of what we're talking about. We're just kind of
spitballing today. I have two friends that I know are listening right now.
Okay.
Nick Burney, who is probably one of the guys that sent that text about the threesome. High five to you, Nick. And my buddy Joe Allen is listening right now. So
okay.
I know that he is. So to Nick and Joel, or Joe, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate you guys.
Are they in the service as well?
Nick just got out of the service not too long ago. He was a Cav Scout, so we'll use small words for the rest of the broadcast.
Yeah.
And Joe is a prior service Marine. He was a logistics Marine.
Well, then let me be the first to say thank you for your service and thank you for listening. Especially thank you for – being friends with Rob because we know how much of
that takes a lot of patience.
Patience that takes, yes.
Yes, yes. Alcohol helps, yes. So
alcohol always helps. It does.
Yes, Smitty, tell us about that.
Let's not dive into that.
The police officer behind me doesn't always feel that way.
But,
So. Oh, boy.
Oh, yesterday at work, I met a nice Korean, and I said hello to him in Hangul because I know I remember a little bit of Korean from my time over there.
Yeah.
And he threw me an airplane shooter.
Really?
Yeah. He was looking at buying a liquor store in the area, and like I said hello to or hello and buy it in Hangul. So came up a little bit later, was talking for a couple of minutes, and after – when he was leaving, he threw me a little bottle of 99 apples. And I'm just like, all right. Gesamdi da.
Thanks. Very nice. Did you go to Korea?
Yeah.
Very nice. Yep. Did you enjoy your time there?
I loved my time in Korea.
Yeah.
It was a lot of drunken memories as an 18, 19-year-old kid. But, yeah, I mean,
I'm
great.
Sure it was the excellent army training that you received.
To be honest, I actually liked my training in Korea almost more than my time anywhere else. I did a lot of training over there. Hmm. Like, I was in the field for at least 5 or 6 months of my year.
Oh, well, that's how it was in Germany. I think overseas, you do more training in the field compared to in
States.
Yeah.
Where were you in Germany, Joel?
Bamberg.
Oh, I was in Baumholder.
Okay, yeah. So, I think we talked about that.
I'm sure we have.
Baumholder is, like, way up in the mountain, and
then
Bamberg's not, not too bad. I like Bamberg because it was pretty much the center of everything.
Yeah, okay.
It took about an hour and a half to get, anywhere, Würzburg or anything like that.
Baumholder was the hay fever capital of the world. If you didn't have allergies when you got there, you had them when you left.
Jeez.
So we were there for 3 years. Well, let me say that differently. Technically, we were stationed there for 3 years, but 2 deployments, so, yeah.
One.
Yeah. So, exactly, you get it, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's kind of the same way it was in Germany, I spent 5 years over there, and out of that 5 years, I was deployed to Iraq you know, two out of the three. So.
So now are you a huge fan of German food?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Like the sauerkraut?
No.
No?
Sauerkraut I can't do the sauerkraut. Well, you know, not I don't like neither. The... I don't like the sauerkraut. We gotta wrap it up here in a bit. But I don't like the sauerkraut because my family, I was born poor, so we ate sauerkraut and sausage a lot.
Yep.
So if I didn't eat sauerkraut and sausage when I was younger, it probably wouldn't have bothered me so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got burnt out on.
Yeah,
on
I've heard that a couple of times before.
Yeah,
but you know what? You know how to do it. We're gonna have you take us to the music break.
All right.
So, kick that music. Go,
Smitty. All right, we are going on a music break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. The show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show.
And when we come back, we're gonna be talking. The interview with Dalton.
Oh, we are. When we get back, we're going to be doing the interview with Dalton's Eagle Project. Stay tuned. Training professionals.
My name is Wendy, and I am the founder of Operation Revamp, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
Alright, everybody, and we're back. If you didn't know, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the AIDS Train Show. And you know, on this program, mostly we just do nonprofits and maybe some famous people or some even notable people. But, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we did a movie review on the Troop Zero movie, and you know, it was kind of a corny movie, but it brought some great things to life. Well, on the line with us, we have a 15-year-old, or no, it's not 15. I can't read my own writing. He is 13. His name is Dalton. And he's a Boy Scout working on his Eagle Scout, and they call it Dalton Eagle Project. And the reason why I wanted to bring him on the air is because he is doing something that, you know, on this station we give an award to every single year. It's called Community Comrade, and believe it or not, he's kind of like the spotlight running nominee for this because of what he's doing. And I'm going to let him share what he's doing and what he continues to do for our veterans. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dalton. He is 13 years old. Dalton, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. I understand that you just got back from Boy Scouts, so you've had a pretty late night.
Yes.
So tell our listeners, or I guess it wouldn't be viewers, but tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what has inspired you to do these projects for the veterans.
So, like I said, I'm working on my Eagle project for Troop 28 in Mercersburg. I'm doing a active duty veterans appreciation picnic, and I'm doing 76 cards from all 50 states to provide encouragement for our veterans. So, my goal is 75 We Care bags with hygiene items, personal items, stationery items, snacks, magazines, crossword puzzles, and stuff like that. But what inspired me was my grandpa. He was in a VA center. I was about 4 or 5 when he was in the hospital, and I'd bring all the veterans something back from our long trips, and they would love everything, spending time with us as they would as as they would their own grandchildren, mm-hmm. and it was a great experience for me. So that's really what started everything.
That's wonderful. And, you know, you said that what kind of inspired was your grandpa. Like, do you have a fondest memory? I don't. Is he still alive or has he passed away?
He has passed away okay. 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay. Do you have a did he do something with you when you was a Boy Scout or when you was a Cub Scout? Like, do you have a fondest memory of him?
So he just spoke a lot about the military a lot, with being in the Army. But all of his friends, they didn't have families from all around the country.
Right.
So my brother's in the Navy. And we have a veteran family all around, and they've all gave me encouragement to start these projects, and it kind of just started off from there.
So can you tell our listeners with the project, since you're working your way up, because I'm sure some listeners, they don't really have any idea about Boy Scouts or Eagle Scouts. Can you kind of tell us, like, the stages of, you know, where you're at and where you're trying to get? Like, are you trying to get on the second level, the third level, to get that Eagle Scout? Because when we talked to your mother earlier, and we hadn't recorded it, but when we talked to your mother earlier, she had kind of explained that you was working on, like, the ultimate Eagle package. So kind of talk a little bit about that so that the listeners, you know, they can paint a picture of, you know, what you're doing.
So, Boy Scouts, you have to have merit badges. You work on pamphlets. You usually have 21 required, but I did 35. There's no minimum. Well, there's a 21 minimum, but there's no maximum that you have to do. And then the other thing is you have to work on rank and get through that. And once you build up all this leadership and all this experience, you're ready for your Eagle project after working so much. So my Eagle project is a combined of all five of my other all five of my other veterans projects. Which included the VA veterans, the homeless shelter, active military. And then for that, we did Christmas care packages for active duty veterans. So it's a lot of work to get to where I am for Eagle Scout. So,
but you're pretty close to getting that Eagle Scout status.
Yes.
So do you think you're going to get in another year, 6 months? Well, what's your goal time?
So on my day event, on my date, it's going to be around 5 or 6 months. So we're going to be doing my Veterans Appreciation Picnic at my scout camp on June 13th. And we're going to be including all my big projects. And we're going to have around 200 to 300 veterans at my picnic.
Okay.
To thank them for their service and to give them appreciation.
Can you
give them back?
Can you share that location of that picnic? Because my listeners that are listening to this, I mean, they're all over the world.
So the closest I can give you is PA for the veterans' privacy.
Okay, all right, Pennsylvania. Okay, so I'm guessing that it's not a public event. It's kind of private, invitation only.
Yes, okay. We just want to keep the privacy of all our veterans, so it's not blowing up. So most of them have PTSD, so like right. Loud noises, flashes, TBI. They're sensitive to all that.
Oh, we understand that. Yeah, a lot of them are, you know, including myself. Very sensitive to crowds and stuff, so totally understand. So if people want to help you, what's the best way? We know that you have a Facebook page, and I'll share the Facebook page, but do you guys have a website? Where's a place where they can, you know, donate, or is there an address that you can tell our listeners so that they can, you know, mail you the materials and stuff so that you can continue this project?
So on that Facebook page, I have a flyer. It's Dalton's Troop 28 Mercersburg Eagle Project.
Okay.
On that page, I have a flyer and an address, and on the back of my flyer is what they can send me and to help with, and everything on that list is to put in the bag, and some of it is for the event day, like the condiments.
Okay. So, listeners, if you didn't know, so the Facebook page is Dalton's Troop 28 Mercersburg. I'm sure if you Google it, it'll come right up, but it's Mercersburg Eagle Scout Project. And when you look it up, it's saying that he, you know, here's several ways to help with this huge project. They're looking for t-shirt sponsors, logo on the rear. Donate items for event day or we care bags. You get to choose how your money is spent. If you'd like to mail check to Dalton's Eagle Scout Project to avoid fundraiser 2.6% fee, then you can fundraiser donations to offset all the above. Write cards of encouragement from all 50 states, 76 or more for all 56 states. Donations to help heroes on the water. You can purchase wish lists, items of much needed gear, or make a monetary donation. If you have any more questions, they're saying that you can message them on their Facebook account. Now, when I look at this flyer, let's see. Maybe this is the flyer that you're talking about. I'm trying to find an address. I can see the tax exempt number, but I'm trying to look for the address. I think this is the address. The address is 14012 National Pike, Clear Spring, Maryland. The zip code is 21722. And if you have questions, you can also email them at Kristen A. Hall. I guess that would be Christina Hall70@yahoo.com, and it has the number here, so I'm going to go ahead and recite the number since it's on this flyer. The number is 845 1942. So, listeners, if you want to help him, maybe you just don't have the money or the donations, but you can mail them some of this gear, or maybe you have connections with businesses and companies that can help this. We're going to call you a hero, Dalton, okay? We're going to call you a hero because heroes go far and above, okay? If you can help this hero help other heroes by giving them a little bit of love and attention, I tell you what, I bet the VA veterans, they would sure appreciate it. I know the ones here in Colorado do. I have yet to meet a hero like you here in Colorado, Dalton. I wish I could meet you, man. This is very exciting to me. So it is that time. We are coming up on the last question. Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is your time to shine. Okay, Dalton, maybe I didn't ask you that right question or set you up for the right answer. This is your two-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say or add to the interview however you wish to. If you want to bring your mama on, you can do that, you know? This is your guys' two-minute platform to say whatever you would like to say.
So I wanted to say thank you to all the veterans for their service, and they're the real heroes, and thank you all for your sacrifice to our country. I can't thank you enough for all you've done. It's truly amazing what you guys have done for our country. I wanted to thank you all and give back to our veterans that served and sacrificed.
All right, awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed that interview, that is okay. Once the show ends tonight, you can check out the podcast if you missed it. We have been talking to Dalton. He's an Eagle Scout. Well, he's a Boy Scout working on his Eagle Scout status. He has a project going. It's called Dalton Eagle Project. He is 13 years old, and he doesn't have one, not two, not three, but he has many projects supporting our veterans. So let's support him. So with that being said, Dalton, wait, and we're going to talk on the other side. All right, and that was a great interview.
That was. That was amazing.
The kid, what he's doing is just, it's simply amazing. And you know, I just had to get him on the air to, you know, get him some support. Not a lot of kids that age are doing what he's doing.
People all the time make fun of millennials and our nation's youth and things like that.
Right.
And then you hear about a young man like that, and it's just extremely, extremely impressive.
Yep,
what he's doing.
Yeah, it really is
setting the standard high
and
for his generation.
And he also goes to
exactly.
Definitely, exactly. I like really that. Does. Yep,
exactly. Definitely. And you know, so we have an award here at MBR. It's called the Community Comrade Award, and we have another award that's called the Helping Hero Award, and the difference between each, I'm gonna explain. And I've put the nomination in for the board. Will he get it? I don't know. It's something that we do like in the middle of the year, kind of thing. You know, we give the award out in like May or June or something. But the Community Comrade is somebody that he's not a part of a nonprofit. because he's really not.
Yeah.
And he's doing something to help the community, you know, especially, you know, our veteran community. And then helping Heroes Award, I can't remember if he was here during that time or not, Smitty, when we handed that award out. But the Helping Heroes Award is given to a single veteran that has done something above and beyond for another veteran. Doesn't look for anything back. You know, our last year recipient, I got a call from the VFW saying, hey, we've got this injured soldier that his house burnt down and he needs someplace to basically live, stay for the weekend, and it was Memorial Day weekend. And all know that's probably the worst weekend to try to find a hotel or a camping site or anything.
Especially in colorful Colorado.
Yep.
And I had a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in quite a long time. Jamie wrote me, and he's like, us veterans need to stay together. He's like, he can stay with me. Well, him and his family were planning on going to the mountains for that weekend. So he gave this kid the keys to his house.
He's never met him before, doesn't know him.
Right, exactly. And if that doesn't, you know, prove, you know, going above and beyond for another veteran as a veteran,
definitely,
I don't know what is. So yeah,
it's a lot of trust.
Yeah, he won the award hands down. And the reason why we give the award like in the middle of the year is because, you know, we want a bunch of people to send nominations. Because, unfortunately, unless I know this for sure, when a person has a visual injury or done something like way cool, like go to the Paralympics or the Olympics or, you know, do something extraordinary, you know, they'll probably get their face on a magazine, you know, with a visual injury kind of thing.
It's a stark contrast,
right.
Yep.
Okay, but, you know, for instance, like Rob, when you look at Rob, he doesn't have a visual injury. But we know
with a face like this, really, dude? Really? I mean, come on. But, if this doesn't scream birth defect, I don't know what does.
But you know, but what you do, you know, with all the nonprofits, you know, you help out here, you know, you would be an extraordinary example of, you know, the helping heroes, because you go above and beyond helping other veterans, you know?
I don't think I go above and beyond at all.
Well, but that's the perfect thing. Like, you don't think. And the ones,
dude, you have a whole radio station dedicated to it. What are you talking about?
But that's what I mean. Like, the people that deserve the award are the ones that don't think they deserve it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That selfless service.
Yes. So, for the 6 months, we'll wait until, you know, people give us nominations, and then once we get all those nominations, the board will okay it, you know, et cetera, et cetera, and then we'll go from there. So, with that being said, did you want to take us to break, Rob?
Sure, absolutely. Hey, folks, we're getting ready to go on a music break. When we come back, it's going to be a topic of discussion, which we'll all reveal then. So stay with us listening. Don't go away. You're listening to The H-Train Show, the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the Veterans Administration. It's The H-Train Show with Joel Hunt.
This is Mike Newman. I'm a magistrate judge from Dayton, Ohio, in the federal court system, and you're listening to The H-Train Show.
All right, and we are back. We are live, and we're just resetting a little bit. Oh, there we go. We're just resetting things up.
Dude, that was some great tunes on the break.
Yeah, it was.
I love me some Little Red Corvette.
Hey, I actually had a few people that wrote me, and they're like, hey, I love those tunes.
You know who else loves Little Red Corvette by Prince?
Who?
Eric. my buddy Eric, who sent the text message in. And Eric, I got some good news for you, dude. You won the T-shirt. Congratulations.
Yes, you did.
I have a Military Brotherhood Radio T-shirt just for you, so you can bring it back when you head back over, brother.
There we go.
So thanks for your contribution.
Awesome. Womp, womp, awesome womp. Stuff. We're changing lives. Well, and, you know, it's, and it's funny that you brought that up, because I just got a word from our sponsor. He said, hey, brother, we picked up a couple of jobs from you for Valentine's Day. With your show pushing us, thank you, thanks for helping us.
That's awesome.
And
you're very welcome.
And that was that's High Style NXS. If you want a unique gift, you ain't gonna get any more unique about it. He takes wood, he laser prints a picture, anything.
Custom
one-off.
It's
amazing.
That
it
one you
is.
Got for your work looks nice.
Yeah.
It looks nice. That was nice.
Yeah. Like it's amazing, you know.
What's the turnaround time? How long did it take him to get it to you?
1 week.
Wow.
Super good.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I like it.
It took a little bit longer for the MBR thing because I was kind of picky about that.
The one hanging over the door
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, too.
I think that took about 2 or 3 weeks, but usually it's pretty short time.
Definitely.
He gets it. So he's a good man, too. So I just wanted to do that. And, yes, I'll be giving you the red shirt, and you can.
That was a judging by your Facebook picture, Eric, that's a schmedium, right? Small on the shoulders. Medium everywhere else.
Roasted.
Got him.
That's yeah, right.
Got you covered, man.
Well, I tell you what. It is that time of the night where we get to play this segment, and I absolutely love the segment. Guess what time it is, guys?
What time is it?
It's what the?
Hey, those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You yeah. see the cobra?
Hey, what is this one?
Oh, this? Uh-huh. That's my credo. No regrets. Mm-hmm.
You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
No, I did not sit on the cord. Shut up. Should I start at the top again there?
Go ahead.
7 people shot at Houston Dance Hall by a single bullet, which, man, that's some sniper stuff right
there. That's a serious what the.
Right? A Texas man has been charged with aggravated assault after 7 people were shot at a Mercado Sabado Domingo, which is a flea market by day and a dance hall by night. People said that just after 7 p.m. Local time, a gun was discharged. The bullet from it went through a man's leg, ricocheted around the room, striking 6 people. This included children.
Whoa.
Can you imagine, dude? Can you imagine? And that's apparently the gun was still in the guy's pocket. He was trying to do something in his pocket. The gun went off, goes off, shoots him in the leg, ricochets around the room, hits 6 other people in the room.
Is that a pistol in your pocket? Are you just happy to see me?
Goodness, man. I mean, I can't even
worst
begin to
case
describe.
Scenario.
That is literally so imagine being the medic working that. You come up you're like, wait, what
just
happened?
A brain scratching moment. Yeah, I can't even imagine from that kind of perspective, like what the first responders are thinking. Like, wait. Like, they'd probably think that multiple rounds were fired initially.
You have to.
And then in later investigation, I'm guessing they would be like, okay, only one casing, only one bullet. What the?
Dude, I'm walking up there and I'm like, every episode of CSI I've ever watched has led up to this moment right here. I'm going to need 17 dowels and a whole bunch of laser beams, and I can figure this out. How horrible is
like,
that, though?
That's
I mean,
just crazy.
I know. What was the guy carrying, like a Desert Eagle 50 cal in
right?
his pocket?
Right.
I mean,
like
that's like a
rifle round. It's like a 50 cal. It seems like ripping through like 8 people at once. Yeah. Like, I know that's possible.
I've been a paramedic for 25 years, and I've seen. You know, the one or twos put somebody through it. Somebody puts it through a hand or something.
Yeah.
Goes into somebody else. I get it. Well, but 6 people?
Well, the last 4 is 7290 says he's going to need to know what kind of ammo this guy was using.
Right? It's not the RIP rounds, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Goodness.
Do you know about those RIP rounds?
All right. Tell me the story.
They are – wait, thinking, no, I don't have around with me by chance. Anyways, they are
you're on college campus, so good call.
Yeah. But anyways, there are these rounds with I don't know how to quite describe it, but it is like they look like points at the where like the ball is usually.
Okay.
There are points, and it's like a hollow point round, but there are like spikes traveling around the entire top of the round. And so when it hits something or like a bone, let's say, that basically just shreds.
Why do we need more lethal rounds? I don't understand that.
That's I don't know.
Speaking as a medical professional, I don't understand why we need more lethal rounds.
But like it's crazy because like one round goes in you and like eight pieces of shrapnel come out of you.
That sounds horrific.
It is.
That sounds horrific.
It absolutely is.
Do you remember the what did they call them? I think they called them black talons. They were the bullets that that went through body armor, and they're banned in like, you know, 53 states
black
or something.
Black talons? No, I've never heard of those. Like the only pistol round that I know of that can go through like body armor, per se, is the 5.7.
Oh yeah,
the 5.7 round.
IFN. Yeah, that's a beautiful gun.
It is. It's a wonderful round.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful firearm. Yeah, I love that round.
Yeah,
like it's incredible because they have it in the FN 5.7, the what everybody used to call like the cop killer gun or whatever.
So there used to be something called the Black Talon, and I don't remember exactly how the story goes. And people feel free to call or text. Joel, go ahead.
And David just wrote black, just what you said, Black Talons.
Black Talons, okay.
Yeah, they were designed. They went through armor, and they're designed, and they're illegal. And I know they're illegal in like New York City and places like that.
Everything's illegal in New York.
That's Everything's true. Illegal in Chicago.
Yes, that's true. But you can't get them anymore. You can't purchase them.
I know because I watch Chicago PD.
I'm sure that,
he's really excited about
all
this
of
show.
All the
but not
gun
Chicago
violence.
Fire and not Chicago EMS. There, Joel.
No, actually, me and my wife. That's our like that's our
guilty
Cassie
pick.
Time.
Yep.
Yeah,
we call it Cassie time.
Yep.
We watch.
Oh, that's cute.
We watch New Amsterdam. All three Chicagos, and then we watch, what's the other one that we watch? We watch SVU, and then we watch Criminal Minds. And I don't know, and I'm derailing us, of course, I know.
You're really not, because
you know what it comes down to is
that there's so many decent shows on television these days. If like, you go through the Netflixes and the Hulus and whatnot.
You got DVR it all.
Yeah, I can't do any of it.
Well, they did the Criminal Minds. This is the last episode for Criminal Minds. And
my 19-year-old son
loves
that show.
I hated that show. Like, I was pissed off with the ending. The ending was terrible. It was almost like I was watching Lost again. The ending was terrible.
Was there a polar bear running through the jungle?
No, there wasn't a polar bear running through the jungle, but, you know, they're going
off. It all ended like normal TV shows end.
Well, no, Criminal Minds, like, it's going off the air. So you would think that, you know, maybe Rosie retires and this one takes another job somewhere else, you know, and they split up. No.
Oh, they're gonna finish
everybody's
the story?
Staying, but Penelope is the only one leaving. And I'm like, this is horrible. Why did you do that? You know, why even go off the air if, oh, everybody's staying except Penelope, whatever her name
No, I want to hear you say it now. Now I'm interested. What's her name?
Penelope.
Oh, man. There good job. It only took 7 or 8 tries. Good job, Joel.
I thought I had the speech impediment.
That was awesome, dude.
But, you know, I hate it. You know, it's just like a movie. You're watching a movie, you know, you invest all that time until the middle, and you're just like, I'm just not getting into this movie. But you've invested all this time in this movie. You're like, no, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. I'm going to finish it. And then when it's over, you're like, that was a dumb movie. I just wasted 2 hours of my life.
Well, we did that review last week.
Well, that's why I'm thankful. This is why I'm so thankful that I don't watch TV like at all. Like I don't even think I have a Netflix account anymore. Like if I sit down and just start binge watching stuff, I get up and I'm just like, I just wasted so much time.
There's so many. I don't really get into binging. I don't watch a whole lot of, like, I just don't do that. I've never. I know a lot of people that do, but I've never been a binge watcher.
I mean, even sitting down, I'm loyal to watching.
I love the Sons of Anarchy and I love Mayans.
I haven't seen the Mayans one yet.
It's an awesome show. I do want to see that veteran cast.
Yeah,
a lot of those
Rocco's
people on that show.
In it. Yep. Yeah, Rocco.
I love it.
They're awesome guys. And like it would be nice to be able to watch Sons of Anarchy,
but I could not get into
Mayans.
The Mayans.
Really?
Hey, Facebook listeners, listen. What TV series do you like? Tell us what TV series you like
and are watching right now.
Yeah.
Comment down below.
Yeah, comment down below. I'm always looking for, you know.
My wife loves a show called The Blacklist.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Wow.
I
love that we get the tone in our ears. Ding. Somebody sends a message. Rocco's Modern Life? What?
But
I mean, everybody does love Rocco, I mean, but
yeah, Rocco's awesome. Him and all 15 of his kids.
Yeah, I'm always looking for good TV shows to watch. Blacklist. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife, we could not find a show that we could watch together, and we came up on The Blacklist. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, well, you know, we're going, you know, we like this. You know, this is cool. She wants to watch, like, Masked Singer and stuff like that. And that's stupid.
I'm not going to get an argument from me. I can't handle TV shows like
look,
that.
Look, check this out, okay? I don't like karaoke. I don't go to a karaoke bar. So what does she ask? Let's watch The Voice. Let's watch
MBR field
out.
Trip coming up right
oh
there.
God.
There it is right there. The H train goes to the Korean karaoke bar. Guess
man,
what we're doing?
No.
Drinking soju, man.
Yeah, exactly. Who wants some warm rice wine?
Michu Juseo.
Okay. Hey, I'm getting some good texts here. So he's 7290 says, how about Homeland? I've never seen that. But
nope.
I did see.
Now I'm going to look it up. Thanks for 7290.
That I did see the TV show, the Last Survivor. It's about a president who he wasn't president. He was
the Manchurian candidate.
Kind of. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
But the Last Survivor or a Lone Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Not Lone Survivor.
That was the movie.
No, this is a TV show. This is a Designated Survivor. That's what it is.
Haven't seen that one.
I wonder how many times I'm going to have to sit here and read off the name and, you know, read off the wrong name. This is the reason why you write notes, H-Train.
Right. So my daughter is an old soul. She loves Journey. She loves Death Leopard. She's just an old soul. Her favorite TV show, if I'm lying, I'm dying, is Fear Factor.
No kidding.
The older episodes, when Joe Rogan had hair.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
David Murphy says Blue Bloods and MacGyver.
I heard MacGyver was pretty good.
MacGyver.
Dude, how old are you that you're watching MacGyver, and where are you watching it?
Well, I think they got a new MacGyver.
Oh.
Compared to the old MacGyver.
Who can replace Richard Dean Anderson? Right. I sound like Patty and Selma from The Simpsons right now. Goodness.
And I have a good friend of mine, Jason. He's listening from Indiana. So I wanted to do a real quick shout-out because he's like,
You don't get a T-shirt, though, do you, dude?
No, he doesn't get a T-shirt. But he's like, I got to go to bed. I got to work in the morning. It's crazy. Like, right now in New York City, it's like 9:22. And I don't know what it is, but whenever I leave here and go to New York, that time change just kicks me in the butt.
Really?
And you're feeling the full front of that right now,
I am,
aren't you?
Kind of. I am.
Did you?
I am. I was so pissed. What did he say?
He said front butt.
Oh, my goodness. Parents, if you're driving with children in the car right now, please mute the radio.
You did it, man. Look at you. I just caught it.
That's awesome.
Well,
our sponsors are shaking their heads
right
now.
Why? Why?
No!
Well, there's so many great shows, but, you know, honestly, going to New York and coming back, it has really kicked my butt. In fact, I told you that I bought the internet on Southwest, and I woke up like halfway during this like landing with Doritos hanging all over my shirt because I had fallen asleep.
And they weren't the dogs, huh?
Oh, Barrett's pretty good, man. My service
too
off,
much Ambien. Too much Ambien.
You can put a steak or pieces of Doritos right in front of him, and my service dog, he won't touch it.
Really?
Really.
He's really good.
Yeah.
That's well trained.
He's
super good.
He's really good. But it is that time, everybody. We are. I think we're going to go on a music break, and then, ouch, we're going to go on a music break, and when we come back off that music break, we're going to do the discussion. What will we discuss? Find out next. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show. Stay with us.
My name is Melody Pittman, Director of Operation Spirit, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the H Train Show, and as always in studio, I've got the famous Rob, RVD. and Smitty.
And yeah, just Smitty.
just Smitty. I don't know. I heard a couple other nicknames today as we were walking around the building. Where are those?
Well, we can't say those on air.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, you can't say them on air.
Children might be listening.
Can't say them on air.
Yeah.
Keep up with that.
Gotta do the Ross. Keep it PG-13.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And we don't have her mic'd up, but we're gonna go ahead and introduce her real quick. She is overwatching.
We got one for her.
But just so you guys know, we're not racist here, but she is Canadian.
Oh, good. Wow. Terrence and Phillips type Canadian, or?
I'm pretty much, everybody calls me Southern Canadian. I'm Minnesotan, so everybody was like, SoCan, Southern Canada.
You win. That works. That's okay.
Everybody pretty much thinks we're Canadian anyways. We get all the aboots, too.
Do you? Like, whenever I say like, the term oot in a boot or oat in a boat, I typically think of a bag of oats sitting in a rowboat.
Oh.
I do. It means out and about. That's how I say about. It.
Was it hard to find moose parking out front?
Totally. Yeah, the buffalo's parked in the back, you know, it's just one of those things.
Oh, if only Mike was here.
You know, no license plate, I couldn't, you know, I can't
import.
Got
the snow machine up and running today there?
I did, and actually, I moved to the igloo burnt. Yeah.
Sounds like we're in episode of Fargo right now.
You're darn tootin'.
How's it going, E?
I think it's funny that people think Fargo's in Minnesota.
So, as a Canadian, I'm not trying to be racist towards Canadians. Are you a hockey fan?
No.
You're not.
Oh,
so you
really?
Know nothing about that Maple Leafs Canadiens game? Or
no.
That's
Canes
incredible.
Game?
No, that's despite popular misconception, I can't stand hockey.
Really?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm really sad now. I'm really sad.
I'm so sorry.
It's like the only sport I care about.
Is it?
But when she starts, I've got the perfect DJ name for her.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah? Are you going to keep
it? You're going to love this.
Oh, here we go.
Are you ready?
Sister Maple?
You ready for it?
Sure.
I'm going to call you Smurf.
Smurf? Oh, my, the blue hair?
Yes.
That's fair.
Right?
Would it be Smurfette?
Smurfette.
Oh, we could do Smurfette.
Yeah, I can do Smurfette.
Yeah.
I can do Smurfette.
Why not funny,
okay
huh?
With
funny.
I keep my hair cut all the time, but there you go.
See, DJ with the doesn't say a word, but says so much.
You know?
Right there.
Right? I actually go by June Moon. So there you go.
When DJ does his own podcast, it should be Silent DJ and blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. DJ has a podcast? What's
well,
the
he's
name of that?
He's going to have a podcast. He's working on it. I think he said it was like it's called Boots or whatever, and him and his crew are going to do a podcast here pretty soon.
Yeah. I would listen to that.
I heard about it. He's actually going to be – is that the one with veterans, DJ? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I kind of want to make a cameo appearance on that, dude. Like, that'd be super cool.
We're doing cameos now. That's awesome.
Come through.
Before guest appearances, we do cameos.
That's
here.
Awesome.
Come through.
But, man, like, you should really hear what it's going to be about and, like, what they're trying to do, because it sounds pretty fun, I think.
Okay.
It's nothing important, really. I mean, we keep it on a military platform because we have two veterans with us on the team. But we're mostly just going to be shooting the stuff.
But yeah,
shooting the stuff.
Yeah,
and I love how you changed that word, shooting the stuff.
Oh, you know,
since we're broadcasting, you don't say no. You're 50.
Hey, I only make the mistake once. But she is in her 50s. She looks incredible.
Yeah,
Flo looks amazing.
Oh yeah, dude, you're making our point. Yeah. Absolutely making our. So then, to the dirty Canadian in the room. Did you serve in the Canadian military?
Me, no. No, I actually have my late stepfather. He was a part of the British Navy and the Canadian Navy.
Oh, so okay. You got it in your family. That's cool.
Yes.
Love to hear that.
Yeah, he was way back when, before the Air Force was a thing, he actually flew all the World War II bombers.
Nice.
And then he ended up going on and worked for Boeing.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good company to work for.
Yeah, I just thought about this.
Joel's thinking again.
Yes.
Put your heads down.
I wonder if we could stream Instagram. Now, that could be our discussion, is Canada.
Canada?
Canada.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That
Ryan
could be
Reynolds.
That could be like our
hockey.
What is your feelings on Ryan Reynolds? Do you guys like him?
We love Ryan Reynolds.
Everybody does. Like, you what's know, not to love about
he's a fellow
the guy?
Canadian. He got it down.
And he loves dogs, too.
He really
That dude
does.
Really loves dogs. My old boss trained his dogs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
So everybody loves Ryan Reynolds for obvious reasons. I mean,
it's Ryan Reynolds.
That's a handsome man right there.
Yeah. Fair.
Now, let's spin it the other direction and talk about the Canadian that everybody hates.
Bieber?
That's the one.
Oh, man.
On behalf of Canada, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
There is the contrast.
I think I saw a meme the other day. It looked like it was talking about how he looks now. It looks like
– He looks like he drives a tow truck for a living. He looks
no
like
offense to any tow truck drivers in the audience.
He looks like Macaulay Culkin.
He kind of does.
He looks like
bit.
A junkie nowadays.
A little bit healthier, Macaulay Culkin, but yeah, you're right.
That stash is rough.
Right?
That stash is super rough.
And like the Cindy Lou Who like man bun that he has going on, like I don't.
You're sitting in a room with everybody who's bald. Minus the dirty
I know.
Canadian.
I know. That's why I like being bald, because I don't have to deal with man.
Why do people call Canadians
stuff?
Canucks?
Why?
Because the hockey
first.
Team.
Why do they call them Canucks? That's a really good question, because
what
I
do you
think
mean?
Canadians, for some people, they want to shorten it. I have no idea.
That was the best audio clip right there. What do you mean, you people? So you don't know? It's not something you guys learn in sixth grade or something?
Popular culture?
No, we really don't.
No. Well, I mean, no. Look.
We're going to try this. We're going
to
try
So we
this.
All have to take, obviously, you have to take at least one
I'm gonna
of American history. Do you, and I'm not trying to be funny. When you go to school in Canada...
Canadian.
Is that how you say it? Do you take Canadian history?
We do, and I'll be honest with you. American history is way more interesting.
Well,
it really is.
It's the greatest nation on the planet. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of obvious.
There you go.
No offense to my neighbors to the north.
So right now I'm doing this is something new. I've never done this before.
Telephones?
No. We're streaming on Instagram.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Man, we got all the platforms locked down.
Look at us.
I didn't even know we had an Instagram account.
Oh,
we
those very moment. I just got some odd
Canadian news.
Yeah.
No
history.
Love your
history
bacon,
lesson.
By the way.
Thank you.
I'll just read this
it's
real
ham.
Quick.
It totally is.
The origins of the word are uncertain. The term Canuck. Here it's pronounced with a K.
To be clear, our listeners are Googling and sending us history?
No, no, I'm doing this.
Oh, or I
was
like,
curious.
I thought you said somebody sent it to you. I was like, man, we have a great audience.
Nope. So the term Canuck was first recorded in 1835. First recorded in 1835 as an Americanism.
Oh, really?
Okay. Originally referring to Dutch Canadians or French Canadians. By the 1850s, the spelling with a C became predominant. Today, English Canadians and others use Canuck as a mostly affectionate term not for right now. Any Canadian.
Not right now, but yeah.
Well, you're not.
And I couldn't. I didn't realize you could spell Canuck with a K just because I only know of the hockey team. Oh, look at that.
1835. It was with a K.
Is there anything Google doesn't do?
I don't know. It's Wikipedia, so it could be fake.
Google, it's saving one marriage at a time.
That's exactly right.
Now I learned something.
Wikipedia. Yeah. Well, if Google was saving marriages, what would Wikipedia do?
DJ yeah, remember, ask Jeeves is
ruining
them.
You get there you go. There you go.
Uh-oh, we're getting the
hand. We gotta wrap it up. Yep.
On to the next thing.
We're going into the tribute to the troops, everybody. Oh. So, stay tuned. Listen. This is the first time we ever did this thing on Instagram, and I'm going to go ahead and end it. There we go, and we'll. Pretty much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It is. Tribute to the troops.
All day long.
Tribute to troops. Sponsored by High Style and NXT. Custom quality furnishings and gifts with attitude.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Audie Murphy passed away on May the 28th, 1971. He was enlisted in the Army in 1942 after the Marines said that he was too short and the paratroopers had rejected him. Audie Murphy lied about his age to enlist. He was only 17 years old. After basic, he was assigned to the 15th Regiment, 3rd Infantry Division in North Africa. Shortly after, he was then assigned to Operation Anvil Dragoon. Audie Murphy's division suffered 4,500 casualties. He then became the most decorated man in his company. Audie Murphy was awarded the Medal of Honor for his efforts on January 26, 1945, in a village in eastern France. In total, he earned 28 medals, including 3 from France and 1 from Belgium. After the war, Audie Murphy had a 21-year career in cinema, where he starred as himself in a movie about himself, named To Hell and Back. In 1971, at the age of 46, he died in a plane crash. Audie Murphy had 2 sons. Audie Murphy, End of Watch, May 28, 1971. On behalf of MBR and everyone here at the H Train Show, our hearts and prayers go out to the family, and as always, thank you for your service and sacrifice.
Gentleman that voices our camera froze up again. There we go. The gentleman that voices our tribute to troops, I believe his last name is East. His name is Chris. He's done a wonderful job for us.
That was pretty moving.
Sounds very good. Professional.
Yeah.
And of course, our producer, Amanda Updike. Is that how you pronounce it?
Updike.
She's the one that has been investigating like nonprofits and doing the tribute to troops. So she writes the script. So we want to be sure to mention her name, and you know she's doing great things. And
thank you, Chris, doing some good work.
And listeners, you might not know this, but tonight we have at least 10 interns here. And two of the interns are brand new, and they're watching DJ how he does stuff so that when they come in here, they can do the thing. And I know it's not really like the discussion part of it, but I think it's important for the listeners to know that we don't just do a show here and play music. We're teaching.
We're learning things.
Yeah.
Show me the money.
Yeah, unfortunately, they don't get the money, but, you know.
Hey, we'll get there.
We're teaching them. And, you know, if you want to become a DJ and you're a veteran and you're like, hey, I want to do this, MBR, as long as, you know, you do our little commitment speech, we buy your gear for you.
Yep.
You know, me and Rob have talked about that. Oh, it's time, right? Okay, I'm being held. It is time to go on a music break. The show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. It's the 8th Train. When we come back, 2 minute warning, so stay with us. See you guys.
Hi, I'm Tom Kilgannon, president of Freedom Alliance, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
And we're back.
All right, here we go.
For the 2 minute warning.
The 2 minute warning. We are back, everybody. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. Like Smitty said, it's the H Train Show. I gotta tell you, I'm real happy.
We're glad
that
you look like
we no like we I think we work good together.
Yeah, we gel.
Man, I'm the only one in this room working. You know how much my lower back hurts from carrying you two?
But I think we work together. I'm not gonna mention names, but I don't know.
It's what. Rob.
I think we worked better than we did, you know, what?
Before.
Yeah, before.
Gotcha.
I think you do, you know.
Well, we're a little bit more lively than before.
Yeah. I think we know who all this credit goes to. Right, DJ?
Yes, DJ.
DJ.
Exactly. Here's snuggle time.
That's not awkward at all. I know. I won't have to explain that one to Mom later.
Wow. So, and Rob, you might be going to school here.
Ooh. I took a tour, yes. Yeah. I did. I did take a tour. I mean, you know, lots to learn, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do worse, so as evidenced by the last 2 hours.
Well,
so.
I tell you, the benefit of this school, if you're a veteran, the stipend, it's like $3,000.
Yeah.
So
I like money.
Yeah,
it's $2,400.
But nice. It's the 2 minute warning, everybody.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2 minute warning.
2 minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
All right. While I'm sitting here making faces and making in-scene gestures.
Yeah, I love the movie Gladiator.
I know, right? Okay, real quick, 2 minute warning. Rob, what did you learn today?
That you can yell the F-bomb on Facebook, but not on the radio. Just ask DJ.
Got away with it. What did you learn today, Joel? Or H-Train?
The biggest thing that I learned, which I thought we might have a discussion about, but we just kind of derailed and went off in our direction, that if you're going to New York, make sure that you notify them that you have a service dog, because I, like, waited for 10 minutes. They got there, and they saw that I had a service dog, and they canceled me. And you can't do that. So, like I said on Facebook the other day, If you Uber and drive, you gotta like people, and you have to respect the 80 law. If not, you're gonna meet mayhem like me, and I'm gonna report you. That's what I learned. Oh, there we go.
So I learned today that Rob can tell me something earlier before the show and not follow through with it, which I am super happy for. So thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
That's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast and the radio show is available right after we go off the air tonight. And remember, we're here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.